With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Six former surgeons general sounding the alarm over Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The former public officials argue that Kennedy poses a profound, immediate, and unprecedented threat to the nation's health. In a Washington Post op-ed, the past surgeons general warned that Kennedy's moves on vaccines, autism, and other issues have undermined the public health system. The half-dozen officials were appointed by every Republican and Democratic president since George H.W. Bush. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he's open to extending free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada through a renegotiation or seeking different deals as he met with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney at the White House Tuesday. President says reaching a trade deal with Canada is not easy.
It's a complicated agreement, more complicated maybe than any other agreement we have on trade because, you know, we have natural conflict. We also have mutual love. You know, we have great love for each other. I love this. I love Canada and the people of Canada.
The shutdown continues, now 1 week old, and there are some new concerns and worries.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said that the government shutdown is putting more stress on air traffic controllers, who already have an extremely stressful job. Controllers are expected to continue working without a paycheck. According to Duffy, they are now worried about how to pay their bills in addition to worrying about keeping flights safe. And there are now instances of controllers calling out sick, leading to delays at several airports. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Tesla now announcing the launch of cheaper versions of two of the electric vehicles in hopes of reviving flagging sales. One is just under $40,000. The company says it's also offering a new Model 3 for under $37,000. This is SRN News. Now, the man who tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice has been sentenced.
Nicholas Roske was arrested before he could kill Brett Kavanaugh, and he could have gotten 30 years in prison. Instead, he received an 8-year term from U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, who says she specifically took into account the fact that Roske is now living as a woman. Boardman stated that in sentencing, she was influenced by, quote, the fact that she is a transgender woman and will be sent to a male-only prison facility. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sukkot, a week-long Jewish holiday celebrating the traditional gathering of the harvest, getting underway, continues through Monday the 13th. Sukkot is considered one of the most joyful festivals on the Jewish calendar, distinctive that it encourages Jews to rejoice and discourages public mourning. The holiday is mentioned, by the way, in Leviticus and Deuteronomy. This is SRN News. A former NFL quarterback and his employer facing a lawsuit.
A truck driver has filed a lawsuit against former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez and Fox Corporation following a bloody fight police say was started by Sanchez. The lawsuit accuses Sanchez of starting a fight outside a downtown Indianapolis hotel. The altercation left the 69-year-old truck driver Perry Toll with severe injuries. Toll also stabbed Sanchez during the fight. Sanchez faces a felony battery charge and several misdemeanors. Toll's lawsuit seeks damages and attorney's fees. Sanchez was in Indianapolis for Fox's coverage of a football game. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Jerry Jones is known for saying just about anything, but now it's something he did. The NFL fining the Cowboys owner $250,000 because he made an obscene gesture toward fans last Sunday in New York. More details at srnnews.com.